Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Pei Zayin, and we're starting a brand new perek. So, to Mishnah, Ho'isha bizman shehi bebeis bala, shochad aleha bala, v'shochad aleha via, toichal mishel bala. What is this referring to? As we learned earlier on in our Masechta, every time you want to eat from the Korban Pesach, you have to register in advance for the Korban Pesach. You have to be one of the minuyim. Okay, noshim typically either go along with either their father or with their husband, depending, of course, whether they're married or not. So it says in the beginning of our Mishnah, you have a woman, bizman she bebeis bala, when she is already bebeis bala, means has already been nisuin, she's now a full-fledged wife, not just Erisin, but now we're in Nisuin. Shochel Abala, if her husband had her in mind, meaning that when the husband went to register for the Karban, he registered two people, both for himself and for his wife. And guess what? The Shochel Avia, her father did the same thing. When the father went and registered with the registry, he put down himself together with his daughter. Okay, so now she is facing a situation. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. She's registered with two separate registries. Which one is she going to eat from? Says, Ar mishto toichu mishlo bala, she should eat the one from her husband. Why should she do the one from the husband? Because since she is now a full-fledged wife, say full-fledged meaning not just Eidus Menotzen Yisuin, so then, typically, anything she is now bebeis bala, and whatever her husband does, that's typically her mindset that she's going to follow her husband and not follow her father. And therefore, the father was very nice and very generous, very magnanimous that he had in mind his daughter. But lamaisa, she's going to go together with her husband. However, holcha regel rishon lasis bebeis avia. Regel rishon means the first yontif after they got married. And that first yontif turned out to be Pesach. And Rashi says that that was the derech of the nesuos, of the young married ladies, to go to their father's home for the first yontif after the chasana, which is pretty common today as well, that young married couples, after they get married, the first yontif they go to the wife's side, and the next yontif they go to the husband's side, etc. So, holcha regel rishon lasis bebeis avia. The first yontif, she got married, l'moshul, now beginning of Chodesh Adar. So the first yontif is going to be Pesach, and she's going to be going to her father's home. Now she has a choice. On the one hand, she happens to be Bebeis Bala, so normally her husband takes care of her needs. On the other hand, since she's going to her father's home, obviously, father and mother are going to supply all the seudos for yontif, including the Korban Pesach. So now she can go and choose whichever one she wants. But Mokum, she writes it. The Gemara is going to immediately jump on this and say, aha, does that mean that we have a raya yesh breira? That when she's about to eat the Korban Pesach, she can go and say either to her father or to her husband, I'm going to eat from this piece, or I'm going to eat from that piece? Does she have a right now to be mevar lemafreya, that that's the one that she's menuyim on that particular karm? So Gemara is going to discuss that as soon as we start the Gemara. Rashi also points out a very important point, because we're also going to address this in the Gemara shortly. When do I say toichel b'mokam shehi roitza? That's if she was not redufa leilech lebeis avia. Meaning, she was not one of those types of young married women that goes home every other day, when I say home, to her parents' home, to go and tell them the good news, how she has been accepted into her new family and how happy she is, etc. Because if she is redufa, if she does constantly go back home to tell her mommy good news, oh, my shviger is nice to me, my husband is so nice to me, and they're so flattering and complimentary, and blah, blah, blah. So then, in fact, we wouldn't say, toichu b'makam shehi roitza, but we would say that she would go, boser aviha. since the first Yontif she's going to Beis Aviyah, and since she goes to Beis Aviyah on a regular basis anyway to tell him the good news about her Baruch Hashem happy life, then we don't give her a choice. We assume automatically she would go after her father. We'll see that in the Gemara in another moment. Yosem, Chassid Shalom, a person who's a Yosem, he has apparently no parents, and therefore they appointed an apotropos. Now, had they appointed one apotropos, it wouldn't be a problem, because then the apotropos who's taking care of all of the needs of this Yosem would certainly have registered the Yosem on his registry, and therefore he would just go along for the ride with the apotropos. Over here, fortunately or unfortunately, the Bezdin appointed two guardians, two apotropsim. Yosem Shishachtu Olav Apotropsim. So now Apotropos A put him down on his registry. Apotropos B put him down on his registry. Again, Yoichu Mokum Shuroit. So now the Yosem has the opportunity to go and choose, just like we said, by the woman that is going regular Rishon to Beis Sophia. She could choose. Here the Yosem can choose. And again, the Gemara is going to discuss the question of Breira. Eved Shoshnei Shutfim. What happens if two people together bought one Eved? So two Shutfim own the Eved. Now this Eved that we're talking about is an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is Mechuyev in all mitzvahs Ki'isha. So he also wants to eat from the Karban Pesach. Lo Yoichal Mishel Shnein. He cannot go and eat from either one of them. In other words, if you have Odoin Aleph and you have Odoin Beis, and both of those Adoinim registered this Eved on their registry, he cannot go to Odin Aleph and eat from his registry, from his Karban Pesach, because Odin Beis says, hey, you belong 50% to me. He cannot go to Odin Beis and eat from his registry because he belongs 50% to Aleph. Rashi says the only takana that he has is if both of them agree that he should be put on one registry together. In other words, Odin Aleph and Odin Beis get together and they say, where are we going to put the Eved for registry? And they say, we're going to put him on the registry from Aleph or from Beis or from wherever. As long as they both agree together, one registry, then he can eat from that Karban Pesach. And finally, Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayrin, a person who was an Eved and his Odin freed half of him. And the Gemara elsewhere says, the easy case is that he belonged, in fact, to two Shutfim like we had a moment ago, and one of the two Shutfim decided to give him a get cheres, a get shichrur, that he should be able to go out the cheres. So now 50% he is still owned by the other Adoin, 50% he's a ben chayrin. Lo yoichal mishel raboi. He should not eat from the Karban Pesach that his Adoin registered him for. Why not? Says Rashi. Rashi, right next to our Gemara, parallel to what we're learning, says Mistoma the Das Rabbi was only to include him as part of his general household, and therefore part of the general household he only belongs 50% to the other. So the other didn't have in mind for the other 50%. But in fact, say the Mefarshim, if the Odoin says, I want to be gracious and magnanimous, and I want to go and have him on the registry, not only for the Tzad Avdish Shaboy, but also the Tzad Cheder Shaboy, that would work, that would be fine. But if he didn't have any specific expression of intention, but rather it was Mistameh, the Mistameh only had in mind the Tzad Avdish Shaboy, because that's the only Tzad that he has any relationship to. The Tzad Cheder is obviously not his concern and not his obligation or responsibility. Okay, Zoktingmar. And as you will see, we're going to have another two or three lines of halacha, but after that, the rest of the Blatim Yet Hashem is going to be very exciting agadata. So the Gemara says, we started off the Mishnah by saying that if the wife went regular reshoin to her father's home, then if both her father and her husband shechted the Karban Pesach with her as one of their minuyim, then she has a chance to go and make up her mind. She can go and eat. B'mokim shehi roitza. Zokti mor shabbos v'no yesh breira. It sounds like you can go and choose. Now, when we say we can go and choose, that it works retroactively. It works l'mafreya. Because you can only be a monoi on the list before the Karm Pesach is geschachten. Once the Karm Pesach is geschachten, then it's too late to go and say, I want to be on your Karm Pesach. I want to be with your Chabura. You have to make your decisions in advance before the Shechita. Here we're saying she can make a decision after, not only after both Karm Pesachs were geschachten, but at night. It's now 10 o'clock at night. They've already finished the Manishtana. We're getting ready to soon eat the Karm Pesach. And now we tell her, now you have to make your big decision. Are you going to eat from the Karm Pesach of your father or from your husband? And she decides one of the two. So now it is Baralam afraid that she was a manui or minuya on either the father or the husband's carbon. Can we bring a raya from here? Yesh Breira? Everyone know you have no raya. My roitza b'shas shchita. Oh, when they're shechting the Karbanes Pesach, before they're ready to shecht, we say, okay, young lady, you have to make up your mind now. You have to make up your decision. That's when she decides whether she's going with her father or with her husband. But after the shechita, it's already too late if you hold Ein Breira. Frank, tomorrow we send the
practical question.
Yes.
Practical question.
Yes.
It seems as if they know they're going to the father's house, why would the husband, the new husband, have his own carbon? They would be registered with the father's, both of them. I mean, who else is going to eat from his except if he brings his own? He would be the only one eating from it because everyone would be in that father's household.
It was a last-minute situation. They didn't know for sure whether they were going to his parents or to her parents or to stay home. There was something known as a pandemic going around, and then all the doctors and all the Indian chiefs said, stay at home, don't go here, don't go there, blah, blah, blah. So everybody made their own preparations, and at the final minute they decided, you know what, we're going to chance it, we're going to go to the Shver, we're going to go to her parents after all. So in the meantime, he prepared his... Yeah, what's up to him?
So they go to the Shver and the husband was the only one eating from his carbon.
Either that, or he was just waived all of his rights and he told all the other menuyim, and there might be 25 other people in the Chabur, and said, you all eat an extra kazayas, it's on the house, you can have a larger portion. We said in our Mishnah that the wife makes a decision, now this momentous decision. Is she going to eat Nibala? Or may avia, or minu. I have a brisa that says isha regular isha oichavel mishal avia. It's an automatic thing that she eats from her father, not from her husband. What does this say in our Mishnah that she has now the choice to decide? Everything Gemara. I'm sorry. Isha regular isha oichavel mishal avia. Mikan ve'elach roitza oichavel mishal avia roitza mishal bala. Post regular isha, and if it's now regular sheni. In other words, let's say they got married during the summer, so their regular rishon was Sukkos, and now it's Pesach time, and now Pesach time she's going to her father's home, and the husband made a Karban Pesach, and he had, in other words, he added her to the registry, and the father added to the registry. Since this is already not the regular rishon, this is already the regular sheni, then she has to make up her mind, roitze chedev shalavia, roitze mishal bal. But in our Mishnah said, already at the first regel she has to make up her mind. Right? What did the Mishnah say? Toichel mokum she roitze. Here the Braisa says, no, regel rishon, it's automatically mishal avia. Everything was like kasha, like we said already in the Mishnah, like Rashi pointed out, kan redufa leilach, kan b'she'ena redufa. It depends on whether this is the type of young lady that's constantly running back and forth to her father's home, or she is a regular lady that stays at home and, you know, goes from time to time to visit her parents. If she's the type that she's constantly in and out of her father's home, then that's where the Braisa says, regel rishon echeves mishal avia. She's still a bas bayis, if you will, in her parents' home, because she's still there, you know, every once a week, twice a week. So now she goes for Yom Tov. It's still only natural that she's there with mishal avia. So mishal avia. However, now Mishnah is talking about that she doesn't go often to her parents' home. She's not with them every other day, and so therefore the halacha is she has to make her choice, father or husband's card. Now, since we just said that there is this inyan of redufa, a woman that constantly runs home to tell the good news, says imor dechsid, like it says in the pasuk, o ze'isi ve'enav kimoitzes shalom. Now this is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and as we know, Shir HaShirim is a beautiful, beautiful love story, and it's a love story of Kaviyochel, Ribbono Shel Olam, and Klal Yisrael in their intimate relationship with one another. And it says here in the Pasuk that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael, Oze Yisi Ve'Einav, actually, the Klal Yisrael is proud to say that Oz then, Ho Yisi Ve'Einav, I found favor in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kemoitzi Sholem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that I was bishleimus, that Baruch Hashem, I was faithful, that I was good, that I was an isha shleima with all the malas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy with us. So it says Yimor, Rabbi Yochanan, Kekala Shenun, says shleima bebeis chamiya, v'reduva leilach lahagin shvachu bebeis aviya. It's like a kala that just recently got married. She nims his shleima bebeis chamiya, that her shver and her shviger always saying nice things about her, always flattering, always complimentary. She's moitzei chen, she nimtzei shleima, they always say nice things. And therefore, udufa leilach lahagid shvach leisamir, she's constantly running back to her parents to go and tell her mother, tell her father the good news, how well she has been accepted into her new family and how nice they are to her, etc. So that's the same thing in our Mishnah, or this Braisa, she's udufa to go back to the Beisavia. And we have another pasuk. Here it says Kirach Siv, but it says in Masoris Hashas Ksiv, because this is not directly related to the previous drasha, but rather, it says in the pasuk, V'hoyu b'yayim ahu, we're now going to have three members in a row of Rabbi Yochanan. Since this last Oz Yisiv Ve'enav was a member of Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to have another three members, which are of a similar vein, in a similar vein. It says in the pasuk, Ksiv, V'hoyu b'yayim ahu, Nuhim Hashem, Tikri Ishi, V'loy Tikri Li Oid Bali. This is already a pasuk in Hosea, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying is that in the future, Mi'um Hashem, Tikri, you're going to call me Ishi, my husband, V'loy Tikri Li Oid Bali, you're not going to call me anymore my master. What's the difference between Ishi and Bali? The two terms are usually synonymous, they both mean husband, but Bali means more of a master-slave type of relationship, while Ishi and Isha has that ring of Ishus. Ishus means that the husband and wife have intimacy, that they have issues. When would that occur? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan kekala bebeis chamiya, v'lo kekala bebeis aviya. What the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying is that in Yetz Hashem, the time will come that our relationship, meaning the relationship of Kaviyachal and Rabbi Yishlom with Klal Yisrael, will be like a new kala bebeis chamiya, meaning after she's married with Nisuin. V'loitikli oid bali, don't refer to me anymore as the master, which would mean the relationship during Erusin. During Erusin, they don't have that close, intimate relationship. They live totally separately. So therefore, he is the master. But by the time they come to Beis Chamiya, meaning once she's actually married, then it's Ishus, and therefore, Hashem Yisborach says, eventually, we're going to have that intimate, close relationship of the Nisuin, and not just like we have today of Erusin. Says he more about Achis Lonuktana. Now we have a pasuk again in Shir Shirim. It's referring to our younger sister, Vishadayim Engla, and she is not physically mature. She's still young. What is this referring to? Umr of Yochanan Zu Elam. This is referring to the town or city or country of Elam, Shezach Salilmoid, where there were people, Talmid Chacham, that learned there, Vlezach Salilamid, however, they were not able to go and teach Torah there. What is this referring to? So Rashi says that this is referring to Daniel. If you go down three or four lines in the Rashi, Zu Elam, Shehoye ba Daniel. Daniel lived in Elam. Shenemar vani v'shushan abira shebe Elam hamedina v'zoch alumay. Notice that we are learning the beginning of Chodesh Adar about Shushan Abira, but we're not finished yet. V'zoch alumay, and Daniel learned there v'leirabitz Torah b'Yisrael. However, he was not marbitz Torah. He didn't teach Klal Yisrael. As opposed to Bavel, where Gidla Ezra HaSoifer lived there, Tachsev Hochem Lit Lavavai, Lidroi Shashem Velasis Elamed B'Yisrael Choyka Mishpat. So there was a major difference between Elam and Bavel, and Elam, unfortunately, there was no Har Batzas Torah, there was no teaching, but Bavel there was. Now, Rashi distinguishes between Daniel and Ezra. For those of you that have Elkutei Rashi, in my Gemara, it's on the left-hand margin, we quote from Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin, where Rashi says we're not only talking about Daniel, but we're also talking about Mordechai, which of course is important since in another week or so, Mirch Hashem is Purim. If you look at Rashi, Likutei Rashi, it's about six, 7 lines in. Ochas lanu ketana, anius de Torah be'elam hu. there was unfortunately anias, a poverty in learning Torah. Shehoyim bo Daniel. Daniel lived there. Kachsev. Bani b'shushan abira. Asher be'elam. Amadina. V'chein Mordechai. Now, what's the reason why Daniel and Mordechai were not doresh parabim like Ezra in Bavel? V'lo yehoyu doresh. V'lo yehoyu doiram oiskim b'Torah. V'lo yezoch e'lachachomim l'lamid. Ki lo yehoyu lehem shadayim l'hanik. So the pasuk is talking about the shadayim eila, that the young girl doesn't have yet shadayim, and as we know, shadayim means where the woman goes and nourishes and nurtures and feeds her babies. Here, unfortunately, in eila, the people there were not interested in being nurtured and nourished from the Talmid Chacham that were there, from either Daniel or from Mordechai. So Daniel and Mordechai, they would call, oh, this Shabbos we're going to have a Shabbos, a Gadol Drasha, a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, and the only person that would show up would be Daniel and Mordechai, and maybe one or two others, but the masses were not interested in learning Torah. And that's the reason why Elam, unfortunately, they did not appreciate their Talmid Chacham, and therefore the Talmid Chacham were not able to be Marvitz Torah, and that means Shadayim Eilah, they were not able to go and express their milk to go and share their Torah learning with the masses. Next pasuk, ani chomim, back to the Gemara, ani chomim shodai kmigdolois. I am like a wall, and my shodayim, my dadim, are kmigdolois, like towers. What does that mean? Omer b'yochanan, ani chomim zu toira. Shodai kmigdolois, edel tamid hacham. Both a choma and migdolois give you the sense of protection. You have a wall around the city, and you have migdolois, you have these watchtowers around the city to go and protect from the enemies. So, says this pasuk, toira is Megin Matzli, Torah is Megin, it protects people. And Shodai Kimidolus in Tamil Chum, the Tamil Chum that nurture others, like Shodayim, that they feed others Torah, they too are Kimidolus, they protect the masses by teaching and propagating Torah. Rashi says, Kimidolus, Shemeginin al Hadar, so these two, they are, Rashi says, Shodai Elu Tamil Chum, Hamenikim Achirim, Kishodayim Halalu. They are Menik Achirim, they go and nurse others, just like the Shadayim, and they teach Torah. For Rava, I'm back to the Gemara, so these were the three members of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan on this final pasuk, Ani Choyma Shadak Migdolis, for Rava, Oma Ani Choyma Zu Knesset Yisrael, Shadak Migdolis, Eilu Bati Knesiyas, or Bati Midrashas, Ani Choyma Zu Knesset Yisrael, meaning the Knesset Yisrael, they try to hold fast, they try to hold fast, and not Chas V'Sholem go and slip on the slippery slopes, and Chas V'Sholem assimilate among the nations. So Choyma, they try to stay fast like a wall, not to assimilate. Shodik Migdolis means Eilu Bati Knesiyas, Bati Midrashas, the shuls and the Bati Midrashim, where people go and nurse themselves through tefillah and through Torah learning, that sustains them and that supports them, so that Chas V'Sholem, they shouldn't go and assimilate. Rashi over here is silent in this Gemara, but if you look at Likutei Rashi once again, about 10 lines from the bottom, Zu Knesset Yisrael, Kulam Shovim Le'inyin Choyma. Klal Yisrael is like a wall, the Goydren Atzman Milatame Boivdechon. They go and protect themselves, they put up a geder, they put up a fence, not to assimilate among the Goy. And one of the ways they do that is they go into Bati Knesset, so Bati Midrash is to be able to go and nurse from the beautiful davenings and the beautiful learnings that sustains them and that strengthens their will. Omer of Zutra Bartuvi, Omer Rav, Maita Siv Sen Lepasek, Kesher Bonenu, our children, Kinetiyim, like young saplings, Migudolim Binu Reyem, that are growing in their youth, Binoisenu, our daughters, Kizavios, like corners, Mechutavois Tam Vesechel, which are crafted like the beautiful building of the Hechel. What does that mean? Says Yimarsha, Benenu Kinetiyim, Elu Bachuri Yisrael, Shoei Tamu Tam Chet. This Benenu Kinetiyim means our young saplings, our young Bachrim, that they are young, and Baruch Hashem, they are only immersed in learning and in Mesorah, and Baruch Hashem, they have not strayed and not gone off the Derech Chulila, and are totally true young men. Benoisenu, our daughters, Kizavios, Elu Basus Yisrael, Sheoidois Pischein Leva'alei. This is referring to B'suvas Yisrael, young ladies, that they're oigid pischein. What means oigid pischein? So Rashi has two pshatim. Both of them come out basically the same, that young ladies are very, very careful, not even though they have a desire to go and live with men. However, they hold back that desire and make sure that they don't do things which are unlawful. So the Yisrael, in the first pshat of Rashi, Rashi is about 4 or 5 lines lower in the Rashi than where we are in the Gemara. Says Rashi, they close up their Pesach, in other words, when they are not married yet, they're still psuloi, still young, unmarried girls, they make sure not to go and chas v'shalom live with boys, but they protect their virginity to go and live with their husbands when they get married. Another pshat, shemagidois pischein shalnida, that the word, according to the first pshat, oidois means from a lashon agad, like you have by a lulav. You do agad lulav, you tie it up. So here they tie their Pesach up down below, not to allow for anybody to come except for eventually their husbands. But the second shot is magidois. What means magidois? Magidois b'schein shalida lebalein lifresh mehen vavabishin shetayvos and rab. They would very much like to live with their husbands, but unfortunately their nidus is on the way. So they tell their husbands, it's now the vest. It's the time of the monthly nidah cycle, and they tell the husband, sorry, we cannot live together. So that's the Bnei Seinu, who are very, very strong in their faith. And we said that Bnei Seinu, kizavios. What means kizavios? Says, Yimor v'cheinu oimer umolu kimnizrak kizavios mizbeach. What does that mean? Umolu kimnizrak, it's full of blood, like in the mizrak, you know, the vessels in which they were makabel the blood by shechita, and then they would do the zrika from those mizrak on the corners of the mizbeach. So what does it have to do with us? So Rashi says that just like we're saying that those molukim mizrak, that they filled up the mizrak with blood, here too the women, these young women, are full of the taiva, the desire and the craving of living with their husbands, but nevertheless that's their strength, that they are kovesh their tremendous desire and the tremendous taiva, and they will not live with others, and they won't even live with their husbands during the time of their nida days. The point that the Gemara is bringing in is another raya, that when we use the expression before, benoisenu kizavios, the zivios are those that are full. The previous pasuk was Moluki Mizrak Kizavios Mizbeach, and here it's Mizaveinu Malay, and they're full. And Rashi says again, what are they full? They are full with these young women are full of the taiva within them, that desire to live with their husbands, and they are kovish yitzram, not to do anything wrong. So here too, Mizaveinu Malayim, here it's referring to the corners of our storage houses, of our storage places, our treasuries. Mefikim, they are full, Baruch Hashem, of Mizan Elzan, all different crops from this harvest to that harvest. Meaning that, Baruch Hashem, it's plentiful in all the storage bins, all the storage houses of Tvua and other types of crops. Both the Baneinu, who, Baruch Hashem, are Kinetim Megudolim, that they are learning Shleitoa Mutam Chet, and the young women that are Ogdos Pischeyan, both of them, because of their beautiful actions, a beautiful Masim Toivim, it's as if the Heichel, the Beis Hamikdash, were rebuilt in their days, in the schus of their tremendous mitzvahs. Okay, so now one of the first psukim that we read from, or that we quoted, was Hoshea. That was Oiz Beis in the Torah Ar Sholem, V'hoyabiyan Mahuniyam Hashem Tikri Ishiv Le'tikli Oid Bali. Because of that, we're now going to delve somewhat into the Sefer of Hoshea. As you know, Hoshea was the first of the Trei Asar in Tanakh, of the 12, we call them minor prophets. They're not really minor, it's only minor in the sense that each one of them is relatively short, and that's why the people that were Mesadr the Tanakh bunched the 12 together. They're not necessarily in chronological order vis-a-vis the others. For instance, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, Hoshea preceded Yeshaya, even though in our Tanakh we have in Novi, after you have Yeshua and Shoftim and Shmuel Aleph and Beis, and Malachim Aleph and Beis, then you go on to the three big ones, Yirmiyah, Yeshaya and Yecheskel, and then you go to the Treyasar. Hoshea, in fact, was before Yeshaya. It's not going in chronological order. Hoshea was bunched together with the other 11 relatively small svarim. So it says the pasuk. This is the pasuk at the very beginning. This is Hoshea Aleph Aleph. What's up the pasuk? Dvar Hashem Asher Hoye El Hoshea. It's Ois Zion here. Ben Be'eri Bimei Uziah Yoisam Ochaz Yechizkia Malcha Yehuda. When Hoshea was the Navi, he was a Navi that spanned four kings. In other words, when he started his Nevuah, Uziah was the king, and only subsequently after Uziah passed away, Yoisam took over, and then Ochaz took over, and then Yechizkia took over. They were the four Malcha Yehuda in a row, and during all four of their reigns, Hoshea was the Navi. And then the pasuk ends off, and not only the four reigns of the Malchi Yehuda, Uvimei Yerovim ben Yoyosh, not to be confused with Yerovim ben Nevat, is Yerovim ben Yoyosh, Melech Yisrael. And the Gemara is going to ask a little bit later, why are we putting together Melech Yisrael with the Malchi Yehuda? As we know, the Malchi Yehuda, many of them, most of them, were real Erlich and real Tzadikim, while unfortunately Malchi Yisrael, the vast majority, if not all of them, unfortunately, were all Rishayim. So why do we put together Tzadikim together with the Rasha? The Gemara is going to address that on the Amud Beis in Yetzer Shem. Okay, so it says in this passage, Bar Hashem, he was together, he was the king, I'm sorry, he was the Navi over a span of four kings. So if you more, Beperek Echad, first wide line, Beperek Echad Nisnabu Dalun Nevi'im, V'godah Shebekulun Hoshea. At one period of time in Klal Yisrael, there were four Nevi'im that were all saying Nevuah, prophecy, at the same time. And the greatest of the four was Hoshea. Who are the four? We'll see in another couple of lines. How do I know Hoshea was the greatest? Shenem, it says in the pasuk, Tchilas Dvar Hashem Hoshea. That the beginning of Dvar Hashem was Hoshea. Freitimor Vachim Hoshea, Diba Tchila. Was Hoshea the first Navi in Klal Yisrael? Well, even Moshe and Hoshea, common Nevi'im. And of course, Moshe Beinu was the greatest of all the Nevi'im. And was saying, Hoshea, Tchilas Dvar Hashem, Hoshea. Amar Yechanan Tchila L'Arboa Nevi'im Shenisnabu B'Oisa Perek. Oh, we just finished saying that there were four Nevi'im that prophesied at the same time. He was the God of Shebekula. They were who are the four? Hoshea, Yeshaya, Omois U'Micha. Amar Yechanish Baruch Hu, Yehoshea, Panecha Chotu. So now we're going to have a fairly lengthy dialogue between the Kodesh Baruch and Hoshea, and even though we praised Hoshea and we're saying Godel Shebekulam was Hoshea, as we'll see in the Gemara, Hoshea initially responded to a Kodesh Baruch in a way that a Kodesh Baruch was critical, and we'll see it mentioned in the Gemara as we go through. Om the Kodesh Baruch Hoshea, Banecha Chatu. Unfortunately, your children have sinned. V'hoya loy mar. So now, what should Hoshea have responded? He should have said, "Rabbi Yishloelam, Bonai, you're complaining about my children. Banechahem, they are your children. Banechanunecha, they are the children of those to whom you have shown rachem v'chanan, your compassion and your mercy. Who are those? Hey, Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They are the sons and grandchildren of the Avos HaKadoshim. Galgul rachamecha aleihem. Go and turn from your Midas Hadin to the Midas Harachmim and have Rachmanis on them." Says Yimor, it's not enough that Hoshea did not defend Klal Yisrael with that defense. After all, Lahashem Ha'aretz Umloya, you own the entire world. And that being the case, you know, it's up to you. Why don't you just replace them with another nation? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu was furious with Hoshea, and he says, "Ma'esa l'zaken zeh, what should I do with this elderly individual? Oy maloy, you know what I'm going to tell him? Leich v'kach isha zayna, v'hoyle l'cha bonim zenunim." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now speaking out loud, and he said, this is the etzah that I'm going to give. And Mi'at Hashem, we're going to see in another two lines, the last two lines of the today's Amud, that in fact these are psukim in Hoshea, where it says in Hoshea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Hoshea, and he told him, "I want you to go and marry the following woman. Her name, as we'll see, was Goymer Bas Divloyim, and she unfortunately was an Isha Zayna, she was unfortunately a prostitute. V'hoylid l'cha banim zenunim, and she's going to go and give birth for you children of prostitution, of znus. What does that mean? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that although he married her, since she's unfortunately a zoina, there's a good likelihood that she's still living with other men, and so therefore who knows who the children are that she gives birth to. They may not be Hoshea's children, they may be somebody else's children. And after that, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to tell her, Shilcha mi'al panecha, why don't you go and send her away? Because after all, she apparently is still engaging in maizeznus. Get rid of her. We will see in who Yochel Lishloach. Will he have the desire to go and get rid of her, or will he want to retain her as his wife? Says now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Afani, Ashalach es Yisrael, am I going to go and send away my Klal Yisrael? Even if they are sinning against me and are not acting as proper wives, I'm not going to go and send them away that easily. And therefore, Hoshea, the advice that you gave to me, or your response, Havirim be'umacheres, that was really not the desirable response. Shenema, now the more quotes from the psukim that we were talking about, V'yom HaShem HaHoshea, Leich kach l'cho eishes nun. Now, on the surface, it really appears that this is what Hashem Yisborach told Hoshea, and Hoshea did as Hashem Yisborach told him, and he married this Zayna. But this in itself is a big, big machloikis among the Mefarshim on Tanakh, whether this was something that actually occurred, or whether this is more in a prophetic vision, that this was a dialogue that took place in, for instance, in a chaloim that Hoshea had, but this wasn't actual, this did not actually materialize. So this is a big, big machloikis. When you're learning your Tanakh Shiurim, you can go and see machloikis between the Rashi and Radak and Evan Ezra and the Al-Sheikh and many, many other Mefarshim on the Tanakh. There's a very hot debate whether this actually took place or whether this is just more the Derech Moshel in a prophetic vision. But anyway, we're going to learn the Parshat Pshat like the Lashon of the Pasuk. V'yom HaShem HaShem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to HaShem, Lech kach lecha ishes nunim, go and marry this isha zayna, the yaldei zinunim, and you're going to have children of znus. Uksiv, Vayelech v'yikach es goyim v'bastavloyim. He took this woman, this isha zayna, her name was goyim v'bastavloyim. How did she have such an interesting name? Says, Yimara goyimer omarav shehakol goyimrim ba. She was such a desirable zayna that many men would live with her, and they wouldn't only live tchilas bia, but they would be goimer the bia. In other words, they would make sure to pour out all of their desire when they would go and live with her. That's the lashon of goimer, they were goimer bia with her. Now it says bastav loyim. What type of lashon is bastav loyim? And the Gemara has a number of pshatim. Pshat number one is dibara, bas dibara. Unfortunately, not only was she a zayna, where people would go and speak poorly of her, because of her maisisnus, but people spoke poorly already of her mother. This is unfortunately, this was a profession in the family. Her mother was already a zoyna, and she was Nebuch a zoyna. So Divloyim indicates that both mother and daughter, unfortunately, did these terrible things. Ushmul Amar, he said, no, the word Divloyim means Shemesuka b'fi ha'koil kidvel. Just like people like to eat dried figs, so too, the men like to go and live with this woman, this prostitute called Goimer Bastavloy. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Shahakol Doshen Ba Kidvela. A dvela, as you know, means that it's a pressed fig. So many men would go and press into her when they lived with her, Mederech Bia. The Gemara elsewhere also uses this lashon of Disha, which literally means threshing, that this is a euphemism referring to a Maisa Bia. So therefore, unfortunately, she had a lot of customers. Tavaracha Nochapshat. Goimer, Omer Bihuda, Shebikshu, Legamer, Mamoinen, Shu Yisrael, Biomer. It's not referring at all to Maisabia, but rather it's talking about historical events that during her lifetime the enemies were attacking Klal Yisrael because they wanted to, Legamer, Mamoinen. Legamer, Mamoinen means they wanted to steal away all of their property. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, not that they wanted to, but Bozuz of the Gamru, they in fact did it. Shnevet says in the Pasuk, Ibdam Melech Aram, Melech Aram went and stole the property from Klal Yisrael. And left Klal Yisrael and their properties like an open field, Ladush, that you have to go and thresh to make money. In other words, he took everything away and they were just left with their fields to go and sow and plow and eventually to thresh to get parnos and to get food. Okay, so bottom line is we had now that Hoshea married this woman goyim bastavloyim, and batavatei leben. And as we'll see in the Gemara, she had three children. All of this is psukim in Hosea Aleph and Beis. Batavatei leben, she gave birth to a boy. Vayom Hashem elov, Hashem said to Hosea, krosh mo Yisrael, give him the name Yisrael. Why? Ki oy ma'at ufakarati estmei Yisrael al beis Yehu. What is this all about? The Beis Yehu had killed out all of the remaining children and grandchildren of Achav. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was upset at the Beis Yehu for doing that. Now we all know that Achav and all of his children and descendants were all great Rishoyim. Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu upset at Yehu and his home and his progeny for killing out the Beis Achav? Because unfortunately, Yehu's children, Eneklach, were also no great tzaddikim. They were also oivdei avodah zarah. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, you're not more miyuchas than them. Why are you? Did you kill them out? You're just continuing the same evil ways of Achav and his children. You're doing the same thing. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a shvua, Vishbati, I'm going to allow their malchus to rest or to end, because Beis Yehu was going to stop. Now, I'm going to be mefakadati as Demei Yisrael. Demei Yisrael, there was a place called Emek Yisrael, the Valley of Yisrael, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying eventually all of the Beis Yehu are going to be killed and die out, and that'll be the end of their malchus. So Parshat Pshat, the word Yisrael, then is now talking about the eventual destruction and end of the Beis Yehu. However, there's another pshat, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, and Toisus already brings it here. The first small Toisus, Yisrael, al shema osed she yizru begoyla. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, let's go and call this first son of Hosea, we're going to call him Yisrael, because unfortunately, eventually, Klal Yisrael is going to be replanted out in the goyla. They're going to leave Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to be scattered among the nations. Next, Vatar oivatei lebas, and now this woman gave birth to a girl, Vayomer Loi, and now again, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Hosea, "Krosh Shema Loi Rucham." Give her such a hyphenated name with two words. Her name shall be Loi Rucham. Why? Kli Oisef Oid Arachem Es Beis Yisrael. I'm not going to have Rachmanes on Klal Yisrael anymore. And now the rest of the pasuk is Beloshen Bitmiya. Kenosay Esol Lehem. Do you think I'm going to continue giving them an atonement for their sins? Forget about it. And now we have a third child. Again, a hyphenated name. Call this young boy by two words, Loyami. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm sick and tired of Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. They're no longer my nation, and I will no longer be their God. Just get rid of them. I'm not interested in them anymore. So now we have Nebuch three names, all of which are foretelling what's going to happen in the future with Klal Yisrael. That number one, they're going to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael and scattered and replanted in the Gola among the other nations. That Chas V'Shalom and Kadosh Baruch Hu Loi Ruchama will no longer have compassion and mercy for Klal Yisrael. And Loi Ami were being rejected, Nebuch, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's singular nation. We're going to talk about that further in the Gemara. After these three kids were born, you, Hosea, should have learned from Moshe your Rebbe. As soon as I spoke to him, Pirush Min Isha, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirush Min Isha, and that's why Tzipora, from his wife Tzipora, and that's why Miriam and Aaron afterwards complained, what's going on, he was Pirush Min Isha. You should also have been boidel from her. Presumably we mean after the three kids are born, because after all, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I want you to go and marry her and have these children. He can't say that, you know, he was couldn't violate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to go and marry him to have the kids. So presumably he means after that. Anyway, Omer L'Rabbi Yishlel, Yesh li bonim imena ve'ena niyocha lohitzia v'loy l'garsha. So now, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, why don't you separate yourself from her? Be boidel atzucham imena, in other words, give her a get, or just live separately. And so he said, I can't do that. Yesh banim, I have kids. They need yochel loitziyah, but gosh, I can't go and send her away and give her a get. After all, she's my wife and she's the mother of my children, and somebody has to diaper them and somebody has to feed them and all the rest. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, who ma'ata she'ishtecha zoyna. This is now the conclusion of the story that we started back in the Omer Aleph. You, that your isha, your wife, is a zoyna, and she was a zoyna even before you got married to her. What does that mean? Because that's the pirush on the bnei znunim, that these are children of znus, of harlotry. You have no idea whether these children are your children or somebody else's children. Kach Yisrael, shehein bonai, bnei b'chunai, bnei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They happen to be my children, those that passed, the children of those that passed the test, the b'chinois, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Ovis Kedoshim. And Klal Yisrael is one of the four acquisitions that I, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, acquired in this world. What are those four kinyanim? Torah, kinyan echad. The Torah is the first kinyan. The Chesiv, Hashem kanoni reishis darkoi. Even before Hashem created the world, Hashem was koina, acquired the Torah. Shemayim va'aretz kinyan echad. Heaven and earth is the second kinyan. The Chesiv said in the pasuk, koina shemayim va'aretz. Beis Hamikdash Kinyan Echad Dechsev Har Zeh, meaning the Har Abayis Konsi Yeminoi, and Yisrael Kinyan Echad Dechsev Am Zu Kanisa. So this is one of the four special acquisitions that I made, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel owns the whole world. After all, he's the one that created everything from soup to nuts and everything in between. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says these are four special acquisitions, one of them being Yisrael. The Ata Marta, and you're telling me Habirim Be'uma Acheres that I should go and exchange them and replace them with another nation. Hoshea obviously got the message. Kim Shiyoda Shechota, when he realized that he'd sinned terribly, he got up and he said, Rabbi Shalom, have mercy on me. I realize that I answered inappropriately. I should have defended Klal Yisrael and not said, go and eject them and reject them. But what can I do? And therefore he started going saying, Al Chait. And it being mevakish rachman atzmei omle kodesh baruch ad she'atem mevakish rachman atzmecha. Don't worry about yourself. Don't ask rachman al atzmecha. Bakish racham al Yisrael. She'gazarti aleim sholish gezeiros bavurcha. It's because of you that I made these three gezeiros. Three gezeiros is referring to the three psukim that we had, the three names, the Yisrael, that unfortunately that they're going to go into golus, that loy rucham, I'm not going to have any mercy on them. For loy ami, unfortunately, they're being rejected. They will no longer be my nation. So, on those three gezeiros, that you should be bakish rachman. Amar bikish rachman, and baruch Hashem batul gezeir. Yitzchak levorach, and Kadosh Baruch Hu now gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Shenema. And we continue on psukim vayta in Hoshea. Bo'yin nisva b'nei Yisrael kechol hayom, that the Klal Yisrael's numbers are going to be like the sand of the sea. The pasuk continues that shelo yimad v'lo yisofer, that you won't be able to count them. Vayibim koyim asher yomer lehem lo yami atem, where until now the third child was called lo yami to symbolize that they're no longer my nation. Yoyim lehem, from now on, Kadosh Baruch Hu yomer lehem b'nei kel chay, you are the children of the living God, meaning of their Rabbeinu Shalom. V'nikbetu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtov. And now the children of Yehuda and Yisrael are going to get together, the Goymer, and what's going to happen with them? Uzratia li ba'aretz, not Yisrael, like Tosis said, she Yisru b'goyla, but rather they're going to be planted in Eretz Yisrael. V'richamti es loy ruchama. Until now I said loy ruchama. Now I'm going to have rachmanis on loy ruchama. V'yomarti l'loy ami. That I said previously, loy ami, ami ata. So therefore, as you see, based on the Vakoshes Rachman and the tshuva of Hoshea, Kadosh Baruch Hu reversed the three gezeiros and said, "I'm going to keep them here in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to have Rachmanis on them, and they're going to be reinstalled and reinstated as my cherished nation." So that was a fairly lengthy discussion about the initial part of Hoshea. Now we go off on a tangent a little bit. Amar Rav Yochanan, Oylo l'Rabbanis shemekaveres es baler. Here, Rabbanis doesn't refer to being a rabbi of a shul. Really, what it means is that those that are in the government and have government authority, unfortunately, because of all of their obligations and all of the criticism in the media and all the people that criticize the government and all of their the responsibilities that they have, unfortunately that can get to the king or the president very, very quickly until they suffer chas v'shalom physical ailments. The blood pressure goes up and the king has a heart attack from Nebuch, all of his tzuris that he is in. He thinks that he is in control of his country, only to find out that unfortunately that he's not in control at all. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. So Oilo L'Rabbanus, Rabbanus again means those that exert governmental authority over the country, over the city, over the nation. Mekaberes Baleo, that causes premature death. How do I know? All those four Nevi'im that we enumerated back on the Amud Aleph, Hosea, Yeshaya, Micha, and Amos, each one of them, as we said, were contemporary Nevi'im, and each one of them spanned four kings. How come the Navi lived so long and the four kings did not? Because Rabbanus Mekaberes is Baal. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Chazon Yishiyo ben Amos, Asher Chazal Yehudu Yishulayim. And the Goyimer is the most important part. If you go now to Yud, Chazon Yishiyo ben Amos, Asher Chazal Yehudu Yishulayim, Bimei Uziyahu, Yoisem Ocha Zechizkiyo, Malchi Yehuda. That's the same four that we listed when we were talking about Hosea. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mimei Mazochi Yerovim ben Yoyosh, Melech Yisrael, Yimonis, and Malchi Yehuda. Now, this Yerovim ben Yoyosh, this is not a continuation of the pasuk Chazon Yishayo, because in this pasuk here in Ois Yud we end off before Malchi Yehuda. But going back to Hosea on the Omer Aleph, I already pointed out to you at that time that the pasuk not only refers to the four kings of Yehuda, but it also refers to Yerovim ben Yoyosh, Melech Yisrael. So Frek Timar Mimei Mazocha, that he was Lihimonis and Malchi Yehuda, that he should be enumerated together with Malchi Yehuda. But Derech Klal, all the Malchi Yisrael were wicked and evil, they shouldn't be put on the same pedestal, they shouldn't be mentioned in the same pasuk with the Malchei Yehuda. That's the Gemara's kasha. Everything, well, the reason is with Nation of Kibbutz.
A contemporary of Hosea.
I'm sorry, once again?
So they were contemporaries?
Yeshaya and Hosea? If you go back to. If you go back to the Omid Aleph once again, Brother Shai, the Gemara says, on the third wide line down below, third wide line, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Tchila bo Nevi'im, Shenisnabdu Ba'oisei HaPerek. There were four Nevi'im that all said Nevi'ah, they all said prophecy, Ba'oisei HaPerek, contemporaneously at the same time. Ve'eluhein, Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos, Micha, and all four of them spanned the four kings that we just enumerated in the Pasuk, both in the Pasuk and Hosea. And in Yeshaya, those four kings are Uziyahu, Yoisim, Ochaz, and Yechizkiyahu. Anyway, so back in Hosea, we also listed that fifth king, the king of Yisrael. Why did we do that? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because he did have some redeeming quality, and that was Nishlikibu Lashon Hara al Omois. He was not willing to receive, to accept Lashon Hara slander that was said about Omois, again, one of the Nevi'im. Minolan, how do I know? Minolan the Imni, how do I know that he was not, that he refused to accept Lashon Hara? The Chassidus said in the Pasuk, Var Hashem Shahoya El Hosea Ben Be'eri Ben Mei Uziya Yoisim Ochaz Yechizkiya Malchi Yehuda Oh! Ubi Mei Yerovim Ben Yoyish Malchi Yisrael. So, we see that he is on the same, okay, I'm sorry, Minolan the Imni means, how do I know that he was enumerated and counted together with the Malchi Yehuda, not from the Pasuk of Yeshaya, but from this Pasuk of Hosea, Imni, he was counted among the five kings, when Hosea was Navi over the four of Yehuda and the fifth, the one of Yisrael. How do I know he was not the Kabbalah Shon Hara? The Chassidus said the Pasuk, V'yishlech Amatzia Koyen Beisel, El Yerovim Melech Yisrael Leymar. Amatzia Koyen Beisel. Now this is not a nice guy, Amatzia. Rashi says he was a Koymer Le'akam. This Amatzia Koyen Beisel, he was, today we would say a galach, a priest. He was the one that was the central religious figure for the Akam, for the Avodah Zarah. And he sent the following message to Yerovim Melech Yisrael, Leymar, Kesher Lecha. Kesher Lecha means that there is a mutiny in the future, a rebellion that's in the making. If you go down to Ois Lamid, Kesher Lecha Omois, Omois, the Novi that we are speaking about, he has made a kesher, a rebellion against you, Bekerev Beis Yisrael, and unfortunately, he's rebelling. Uksiv, and the pasuk continues on, not in this pasuk, another pasuk, Kikoi Omar Omois, Bekerev Yomis Yerovam. You know what's going to happen? Yerovam, meaning this Yerovam ben Yoyosh, the Melech Yisrael, he's going to die at the sword. He is making, Omois is saying, Amatzia, the Komer, this religious leader of Avodah Zarah, is saying that Omois is making a rebellion, and he's already predicted the death of Yerovam at the sword. So this was what was reported to Yerovam Melech Yisrael. Omar, so when Yerovam heard that, he said, Chas v'shalom, Omar oisid tzadikach. Omois is well known as a great Navi, a great tzadik. He certainly didn't say anything like that. V'im Omar, and if in fact it's true that he did say it, my esalai, there's nothing I can do. Because Shechina Amra alai. He is not saying this on his own. It must be the Shechina's medeberes metoch groinai. Whatever he's saying, he's just repeating what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him. So therefore we see that Yerovam was very steadfast in not accepting the Lashon Hara about Amois. Because of that, he was zoicha to be nimna, to be counted together with the other four of the Malchi Yehuda in the Pasuk in Hoshea. Omer Blazer, afil b'shas kasvish Kodesh Baruch Hu zoicha serachim. Even when Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry at Klal Yisrael, he still remembers the midah of Rachmanis. Shnemet says the Pasuk, the Yosef Oid, a rachim as base Yisrael. So now, the Pasuk on the surface is unfortunately a very bad pasuk. It's part of the psukim that we were reading from before, when we said that if you look at Oiz Gimel, which we had earlier on, Vatar Oiz Vatei Lebas Vatir Meloi Vayor Meloi Kro Shmo Loi Ruchama Kli Oisef Oid Arachem Esbeis Yisrael. I will no longer have Rachmanis and Klai Yisrael. So now, what the Gemara is saying is, even though this pasuk unfortunately is a very negative pasuk against Klai Yisrael, however, since the pasuk mentions the word arachem, it shows that Kodesh Baruch Hu is at least still thinking about Rachmanis. Kli oisav ed arachem es beis Yisrael. That's how Rashi learns. Pshat, the Iyun Yaakov inside the Sefer Ein Yaakov says another pshat. He says that you could take this pasuk and divide into two. Kiloi oisav oid. I'm not going to continue and continuously be angry at Klai Yisrael, because eventually Arachem is facing Yisrael, eventually I will have Rachmanis on Klai Yisrael. Well, unfortunately now is not the time, at the moment Loi Ruchama, but Kilei Oisef, this is not going to continue on forever. Eventually Arachem is facing Yisrael. So he learned in Yaakov, and there's one of the Mefarshim in the back, Rav Horovitz also in the back, in the Mefarshim, you'll see, has the same shot. Yiboisev Rav Chanina Omar Mihocha. Another pasuk, Kinosai Esolehem. This is the pasuk that we quoted up above. If you look at the second wide line all the way on top, where the pasuk says, "Kol Eloi Ruchamik Li Oisef Oid Arachmes Beis Yisrael." Kinosai Esolehem. Rashi says it's Beloshim Bitmiya. Kinosai Esolehem. Am I going to go and have Rachmanis on them? Am I going to give them a slicha v'chapara? Am I going to be a noisei ovoi? But once again, since it does use that expression of Nosei Eslem, so even when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry, he still remembers that inyan of Nesius Chait. And again, the Ein Yaakov, when he explains this pasuk, instead of Loshen Bitnia, he says that you can interpret it by Loshen Nichusa. Ki Nosei Eslem, unfortunately at this time, Loi Amiatem, Loi Arachem Aleim. But eventually, Kenosi Eslam, eventually I will give them Slicha V'Kapara after all. And that's what Rabbi Loza is saying, even B'Shas Kasher Kodesh Baruch Hu, he still remembers to have Rachman, that eventually Hashem will have Rachmanis on us. Yom Rabbi Loza. Lehigle Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Lebeinu Umayis Ad Kedei Sheyitoyisvu Aleim Gerim. This is a fascinating Gemara, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, the Gemara is saying, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu sent us into Golus is so that the Umaisu Oilam, the nations of the world, will have an opportunity to mingle among the Jews, and many of them will decide to go and be Megayer and join Klai Yisrael. Shenema, Zerati Li, Be'eretz, 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 Klai Yisrael. Zerati Li, Mekodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to plant Klai Yisrael in their land. In this case, we're talking about outside Eretz Yisrael. Now, when a person plants, Klum Adim Zereach Sa'a, Elahachnes Kamakurin, when a person goes and plants his field, he plants a sa'ah, a measure of seed, but he hopes to get much more than what he planted. Otherwise, why would he waste time planting? So he's hoping that the crop will be kamakurim. Every koir is 30 saw. So kamakurim means a multiple. If you have 2 kurim, 3 kurim, 60 saw, 90 saw. In other words, you're hoping to make many, many more. So Kadosh Baruch Hu planted Klal Yisrael among the Umas Olam, hoping that many would go and join the rank and file of Klal Yisrael as Gerim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mihoch, I have arrived from another pasuk. V'ichamti es l'yiruchom. Now, from this part of the pasuk, you really don't see that much. However, if you look at the end of the pasuk, the more really should have a v'chuli. This is ois tes. Uzrati li ba'aretz v'ichamti es l'yiruchom. V'yamarti l'le ami ami ata v'hu yoimar elikoi. So this part of the pasuk is what we're really referring to. V'yamarti, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says l'le ami. Those people that until now were not my nation, because they were men, they were Gentiles, part of the Umas Olam. Oh, I will say Ami Ata. They will join Klal Yisrael and they'll become full-fledged Gerim, full-fledged Jews, just like the rest of Klal Yisrael. Omer Yechem Shem Rishim Min Yichoy. My Yisrael says in the pasuk, Al Tal Shem Av Eved El Adoinav Pen Yikal Lecha V'Ashamta. Don't go and be malshin, don't go and slander an Eved to his master, even though the Eved did something wrong. Don't tell the master, because he's going to chas v'shalom, he's going to go and curse you, v'ashamta, and then you will have sinned. Uksiv, and it says in the pasuk, doir oviv, I'm sorry, the mem and nun, these two psukim, I believe, are back to back, right? Is that the case? This is in Mishlei Lamed Yud, and this is Mishlei Lamed Yud Aleph. Yeah. So it says, Doir Oviv Yikalel, V'yasimoy Lo Yevorech. A Doir, a generation of Yikalel, people that go and Chas V'Shalom curse their father, and they do not give a bracha to their mother. Okay, so what does all this mean? Fretimor Mishim Oviv Yikalel, V'yasimoy Lo Yevorech Al Tal Shein. Because this Eved goes and he's Mekalel, he Chas V'Shalom, he goes and curses his father, and he doesn't bless his mother, that's why you shouldn't say slander. Anyway, what's the connection? No, forget, Elafilu Dorsha of Yikalis Imalu Yavarach. Even though this is a bad Eved that is being Mekal his father and mother, Al Talshin Adr Al Doinav, don't go and snitch on this Eved to its other. Why? Minol Mayashia. I know this from Yashia. How do I know from Hoshea? Because Hoshea, as well, he unfortunately saw that Klal Yisrael was chotei, were sinning. They were sinning against their father and mother, meaning against Kaviyochel Rabbi Yishloelim. And Hoshea said, replace them with another nation. And we saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu was very critical of Hoshea and said, ha, 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 I'm going to have you marry a Zona, and we'll see if you want to get rid of your Zona. So Mavich, you don't want to get rid of your Zona and your children, which may not even be your children, then certainly can I, Chas V'Shalom, go and reject my Klal Yisrael? So that's what the pasuk is referring to. Even if you see that the Eved is acting up and Chas V'Shalom is cursing his father and mother, don't say anything bad, just like we see from Moshe. Don't say anything bad about Klal Yisrael, even though l'chayra, there's no defense. Defend them anyway, because they're Bnei Avraham Yitzchak. Amar Moshe, my Yisrael said in the pasuk, Tzidkas Pirzoina Bi Yisrael. Now, Tzidkas Pirzoina, the word Pirzoina is like the word the Orei HaProzi. We're going to have this in Mir Hashem in the Megillah in another week, that there was a difference between those cities that were Mukav Choyma, Mimois Yeshua Benun, and they celebrate Purim on Shushan Purim, and the Ori HaProzi, which are the open cities that do not have walls, and they celebrate it like we celebrate it on Yedalit, on the first day of Purim, not on Shushan Purim. Anyway, so the Tzidkas is going to be Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be so protective of Klal Yisrael and so good to them that they can live in security in Pirzoina, even in open cities without walls. That's a Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk. However, the Gemara darshans it a little bit differently, and the Gemara inverts the Resh and Zayin of the word Pirzoina as if it says Pizroina. Zayin before the Resh, instead of Resh before the Zayin. Tzedok also Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael she Pizron the Beinu Umayis. Kadosh Baruch Hu did a tzedakah to us that he spread us out among all the nations. Now what was the tzedakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? So Rashi said, and as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us all in one country, then Chas V'Shalom, if the government of that country gets angry at us, Chas V'Shalom, he would rid the world of Jews and kill them all. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu spread us out among the Umas HaOlam, said even if we have the local governors, rulers, emperors, kings, whatever, that decide Chas HaSholom because of their anti-Semitism to go and kill Yidden, they'll only be able to kill Yidden in their country and not throughout the world. So that's why Hashem spread us out among the world. Laina di omale haumina Reb Chanina. This apikoides, or mina, is the Anshu Yeshu Notri, one of the early Christians, said Reb Chanina, anan ma'alinon minaychu. I want you to know, we, the mina, our min, we are better than you, the Jews. Why? It says about you guys, about Klal Yisrael, kisheshes chadoshim yoshev sham, and the pasuk continues on, talking about how Klal Yisrael destroyed Edoim, kisheshes chadoshim yoshev sham yoyav v'chol Yisrael, ad hichris kol zocher be'edoim. The Edom that we're referring to over here is Amalek, and it says that Yoyev went, and he was the leader of Klal Yisrael at the time, and he destroyed all the Scharim, Timchen, Ezechra Amalek. And as you know, it says in the Gemara that Shaul made a mistake instead of saying Zechra Amalek, it said Zochra Amalek. So they killed out all the Scharim. Anyway, so 6 months they were there, and they killed them all out. The Ilu Anan, and we, the Min says, our nation is nichu isinchu gabon kamishan. You've been living among us for a number of years now. We don't even touch you. We didn't start up with you. Gornish gemach. You see what nice guys we are. You live among us, and we didn't even touch you. Amaloi. So now Reb Chanina answered them in. I'm not going to bother answering you. I'm going to send one of my talmidim to go and respond to you. Nitpaleh Rav Oshia, so Rav Oshia responded, he said, Amalei, you know why you don't start up with us? Because you don't know what to do. You're undecided as what you're supposed to do with Klal Yisrael. Techlinu kulu, if you want to go and kill us all out, the entire Klal Yisrael, lesnu gabaychu. We don't all live in your country because we're spread out among the nations. Ma'idikah gabaychu, and those that are there in your malchus, if you wanted to go and kill us, then your malchus will be known as the malchus which is amputated. In other words, that you amputated a whole segment of your nation, and therefore this will not be a good omen for your nation. And that's why you haven't killed us. So the men answered back, Gapad Ramoy, Rashi, Gapad Ramoy was a Lashon Shvua, that he went and made a Shvua in the name of his Avodah Zarah. I want you to know we regularly meet in council, decide what are we going to do with our Jews. We all say we have to kill them, kill them, kill them. But at the end we say, what can we do? They're not all with us, so we can't kill them all. And if we're going to kill some of them, they're going to call our nation Malchusik Tiyosef. So exactly like you explained, that's in fact what's going on all the time in our government. Tanya Rebkiya, Maida Simson the Pasik, Avakim, Haven Darka, Vahu Yoda Es Makayim. Yedeh Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Sha'in Yechon Lekabel Gezeris Achzoriyais. Edoim, I cannot allow them to go and take the Gzeis Achzorius of Edoim. Edoim, of course, is reminiscent of Esav, Amalek, and so-called modern-day Germany. I know the Klal Yisrael cannot go and take all of the Gzeis and Achzorius. They have Gzeis Achzorius, they're terrible, terrible decrees. And therefore, Leficha Chikla Oisam Lebavel. Instead of sending them to Edoim, at that time, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent them to Bavel. The Emre B'lozat, Leficha Baruch Hu as Yisrael, Bavel, Elam, Nesha Mukha, Kisha Oil. Shmuel especially sent them to Bavel because Bavel is very deep in the valley, and therefore it's reminiscent of Sheol. Sheol is a reference to the Gehenim. Shenem it says the pasuk Miyad Sheol Eftem Mimavus Egole. So why is that a good thing to send them down to Bavel? Because since the pasuk says that I will eventually lift them out of the Sheol and from the Mavus, so that's why Bavel, which is similar to Sheol, that's a promise of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's part, that I won't forget them, and in Yetzer Hashem, eventually I will take them out from Bavel and from Sheol and take them to freedom. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us to Bavel was because their Aramaic is similar to our Hebrew, and therefore they'll be able to go and learn Torah even with that foreign tongue in Bavel. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us back to our mother's home. Why? Because Avram Avinu, who was our first mother, really our first father, he lived in Ur Kasdim, which was in Bavel. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us home. Mashli Adam Shikos Al Yishtoi. person gets angry at his wife, Lahechem Meshagra, where does he send her to? The Beis Imo, he says, why don't you go back to your mother, go back to your parents. Three return to their original natia, to their original origins. Elohim, Israel, Kesem Mitzrayim, Uksav Luchais. Israel returned to its origins, Hadi Omer, which we just said now. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us back to Bavel, where you have Ur Kasdim. Kesem Mitzrayim, we, Klal Yisrael, collected all of the Kesem Mitzrayim at the time of the Yamsuf, at the time of the Geula from Mitzrayim. And and the pasuk continues on in Ois Kuf down below, Al Yerushalayim, and in the next pasuk says that he went and took back all the riches that Klal Yisrael had from the times in Mitzrayim. He took them all back. So therefore, the Kesem Mitzrayim went back to Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. It went back to its origins. Ksav Aluchais also went back to its origins. That Moshe Rabbeinu went and broke the luchais in front of the eyes of Chayisro. Tana, luchais nishbru, the luchais broke. However, the letters on the luchais were parchas ba'avir, they flew back up to their origin, meaning to HaKadosh Baruch. One final reason why Hashem Yisparach sent us to Bavel, Ula Omar, kidei sheyoichlu tomorrow. The Yasku B'Torah. Tamarim dates apparently are very nourishing, and they were very cheap and inexpensive. So that's why Hashem sent us to Bavel, so that we can live a very easy life, meaning we don't have to work hard for our mezainis, because tamarim were plentiful and were cheap, and they're nourishing, and we'll be able to learn Torah. So now Ula says about himself, and this story is, if you will, ends off a little bit on a semi-comic way. Ula ikla pabadisa, he came to pabadisa, krevule tirina de tamri, and they offered him a tray full of tamarim, or baskets, as Rashi sal, a basket full of dates. Amalu, he said to them, kama kihari bezuza, how much does this cost? You're giving me such a large amount here. Well, amalu, they told him, slas bezuza, such three trays, three baskets full of these dates, cost one zuz. So Omar, he said, Ula was critical of the Babylonians, meaning the Yidden that lived in Babel, and he said, look, you can go and get dates so cheaply, they're so inexpensive. So, based on that, people should go and eat a lot of dates, and then they should go and have a date with Torah and learn Torah all the time. They don't have to spend time in their offices or in their fields working hard. Baruch Hashem, you can get the dates very cheaply and you can live on that. And he ate, of course, of those dates. Balila, that night, after eating a lot of those dates, tziru, unfortunately, that brought on all types of problems. In other words, presumably, lots of diarrhea and stomach aches and all the rest. It's Omar, after that, he changed his tune. He said, Meloit sana, sama de moisa, bezuza bebavel. Look at the Mesiris Nefesh of the Yidin that live in Bavel. When they eat from the local tamarim, those tamarim loitzana, means the basketful of Sama de Moisa, of the Sama Mavis, in other words, it's almost poisonous, almost poisoned my whole digestive system, Bezuzu Bavel, and nevertheless, above Loi Oski Veraisa and their Moisa Nefesh, even though the food is not good for them, they eat it, and then they learn Torah. Ah, what a tremendous bracha. I will stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Any questions? Hearing none, Mirz Hashem, continue tomorrow morning, Mirz Hashem at 8 o'clock. Have a wonderful day, everybody. A wonderful afternoon and evening to our friends from Eretz Yisrael and from London.